I'm Piers Linney. Join me for Rethinking Business, a new podcast series brought to you by NatWest. Let's face it, the path to business success is rarely straightforward. That's why in this series, we're hearing from businesses who are thinking differently. My guest this week is Ade Hassan, founder of Nubian Skin.
It's just the everyday, like, getting on with it and the grit that that takes, because 99% of it is not glamorous.
That's Rethinking Business by NatWest. Subscribe now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go Milo.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon.
Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy, Cease, and Desisto. We love you guys.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Brops. I'm Ronnie Karam. You can also find me over on Rose Pricks, the Bachelor Roast. And here I am with Ben Mantelka of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. How you doing, baby?
Oh, man. I'm so excited because, like, we just have, like, an avalanche of new shows to announce. I mean, yesterday we announced Chicago, and today we got three more cities.
Well, take it away, announce them, because you know that it'll take me 20 minutes to try and remember geography, so you do it.
I actually wrote it down. So, guys, today we just announced three new shows. First, we're going to Carrboro, North Carolina, which is basically the Research Triangle. It's right near Chapel Hill in the Raleigh-Durham area. That's going to be in October 17th. Then the very next day, October 18th, we're going to Richmond, Virginia. And then on November 8th, very excited, we're going to Fort Lauderdale. All the Florida people who've been begging for us to come back, we are coming back. And of course, tomorrow, our pre-sale starts for Chicago. That's the November 16th show. And then also we have low ticket alerts for New York City and Philadelphia. This is the second New York City show. The first one sold out. So those tickets are really low. Philly's tickets are really low, so get on those. And FYI, next month in July, we're going to Cleveland and we're going to Baltimore. We're also going to Pittsburgh, but that is sold out. In September, we're going to Nashville. We're going to Charlotte, which is part of the Queen City Comedy Experience. You can come see us as well as some really high-profile comics. And in November, we also have Indianapolis. And in December, we have St. Louis. And our last show of the year will be Seattle. So lots of super, super fun shows. Hope to see, like, everyone at the mall. We always have a blast. Don't worry about coming solo. You'll make friends. And by the way, speaking of making friends, we just launched a new reward tier on Patreon. It's a Discord server, which is basically like a chat room. So if you want to just like chat with your fellow crappeners and also me and Ronnie, go sign up on the Discord level or higher. There's already been some fun little discussion in there about Big Brother coming up and Great British Bake Off. So it's for Bravo stuff. It's for non-Bravo stuff. It's already very fun.
Yeah, and go get your merch. We've got, for two more weeks, we've got Dorinda, Martini Medicine, and Team LVP over at crappensmerch.com. And this is a live stream, so today we are on our Patreon doing video. So if you guys would prefer watching these on your big smart TV, or your phone, or whatever and just see our beautiful faces. I just cleaned out my booger. You could see that right now. Just go over to Crappins On Demand over on Patreon. Fun times. We're also going to be doing a video of Real Housewives of New York this Friday at noon Pacific. And if you can't join the live stream, who cares? Because it's on Crappins On Demand. You can watch it whenever you want.
That is right. That is right.
Okay, so today is Below Deck Mediterranean Day. Okay, is everybody triggered?
Everyone's triggered. Actually, I have a thing because I triggered some people last week. Actually, I didn't even realize, but I actually wanted to talk about it very briefly because I do think it's important to mention it. You know, we were just like going in and in and in on Mila, and I was like, oh, her Brillo pad hair. You know, because we're just like taking pot shots like about her very frizzy hair. And you know, someone actually reached out to us and was like, listen, we love you guys, but just so you know, like. You know, on the one hand, you guys are praising, if you're praising, you know, like Tamika giving a pep talk to her daughter about like how her hair is special and that how kids at school make fun of her hair because she's a, you know, person of color and it's just a different type of hair. And then we're here we go, be like Brillo pad hair. You know, the thing that ultimately hair is like a very politically charged thing. And I'm not trying to make, you know, mothers or parents of kids who have, I know this sounds totally like, oh, it's so sensitive, but it's a real issue, believe it or not. And I'm not trying to add on to that. So I am going to go in on Mila, and I'm happy to go in on Mila, but I'm not going to be calling her a Brillo pad hair anymore. Okay. That's that.
Well, that's a stance.
I'm taking,
listen, well, you know, you're allowed. Yeah. I'm just, that's, you know, I'm bald. So yeah. Any of my hair commentary comes from pure jealousy.
Yeah, okay? I mean,
it's just anybody who doesn't like their hair being made fun of, just know that my karma won out in the end.
I will make fun of how your hair is styled, okay? But, like, the thing is, you know, it's just sometimes you forget. Like, you know, for me, it's just like, oh, it's just hair, but, you know, you just forget. Like, hair means a lot of, like, means a lot more to certain people than, like, I think, like, sometimes you can even realize. And I don't want
to
hear.
No, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. Like what hair would mean to people or what it could do to your self-confidence. Have no idea. Actually, I searched one hair loss thing. I clicked on one ad. I didn't even search for it, but I clicked on some ad that's like, oh, it's a little robot that takes little pieces of your hair and puts it on, you know, basically plugs, but it's like some little Roomba for plugs or something. And so I clicked on it because I was like, what the F is that, you know? And now my entire feed is like baldness and erectile dysfunction. I guess those two go hand in hand. I don't know what even happened, but that's all of my Facebook ads. It's like dogs hugging because, you know, I love like animal videos and
you
stuff.
You do.
So it's like a cow chasing a ball like a dog. And then erectile dysfunction and balding. I never even clicked on an erectile dysfunction thing.
No. But usually they do go hand in hand as well as like, I don't know, like Bon Jovi tickets.
They do not.
I'm not saying that they go hand in hand. I'm saying a lot of people who are searching for those things, like, you know, people.
I guess just sad man issues, you know. It's just like random look, sad man issues.
Basically, if I talk about hair, I'm just going to piss someone off. It's either be Ronnie or lots of beautiful children. So,
all right.
You know what? But the point is this: Mila sucks. Okay.
Yeah, Mila
sucks.
She's
a homophobe who can't cook. And you know what? Before logging on here onto this podcast, I was doing my, you know, what any person should be doing in the morning, which is watching Barefoot Contessa. And Ina Garten was making some filet mignons. And she's like, wow, she got a 2-inch cut for all of her filet mignons. She's like, well, these are really thick, but it's for a special occasion. And I was like, see, even fucking Ina Garten, well, not even, I mean, obviously Ina Garten does everything right, but like Mila with her tiny, like thin ass steaks, you know, on a super yacht, like watch some Barefoot Contessa, Mila. I'm like, I don't know where that came from. Mila. I'm sorry, everyone. That sort of like just emerged out of me.
I was waiting for the connection to hair. I was like, oh my God, what is Ina worried about? She's like, and now all I do is click on erectile dysfunction ads. Isn't that fun?
I got an email from Ina Garten saying, you know, I'm really sick of you comparing Tessa from Project Runway to me and my hair. Oh, and by the way, speaking of Project Runway, our bonus episode this week, we recapped the Project Runway finale. So if you want to hear our thoughts on that.
Yeah, go check it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start this recap now.
Yeah.
Now, back to regular being triggered, okay?
Yeah, regular triggering.
Mila. So we open up... Just good old-fashioned regular homosexual triggering.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
Good old-fashioned homophobia. Come on, guys. Let's just go back. Let's go back a few decades. So let's go back to my meemaw's living room, all right, for this nice triggering homosexuality episode.
Let's go back to 2015 when Jackson Brittany's pastor was tweeting.
What? We had no idea. So Mila is, they're still in the vans on the way to going out to get wasted for the first time together. They're all going to go have their first fun night together when this stupid Mila breaks out in her anti-gay stuff. So we start in the middle of this conversation. So she's like, well, look, just because I'm saying my opinion about the gays, which is my favorite thing, you know, when people are like, well, I have the right to my opinion too.
Stop being
a bigot against bigots.
I know. And Travis is like, well, your opinion on gays show your opinion on humanity, which is fucking terrible. And then she's like, oh, look at you. Looks like some personal feelings being touched there. Ooh, little gay man in next seat ahead of me has sensitive feelings.
Yeah, nothing like arguing, you know, your homophobia with adding more on top. It's like,
I know.
You don't agree with me? You must be gay. And he's like, well, maybe I am. And maybe I'm friends with them. And she's like, oh, okay, well, good for them. I just don't want to see it happen. You know what? Good for you, but I don't want to see you happen either.
Yeah, I don't want to see your cooking happening. I don't want to see you bumbling around a kitchen, you know, barely even able to open a bag of goldfish and Cheez-Its, okay?
Yeah.
Bitch! So Travis is like, you should just be quiet. You should just shut the fuck up. You know, and he's like, homosexuality is natural, and you're a fuckhead. Which I think is like, that's going to go on my Pride t-shirt next year, that's for sure.
Yeah, that just needs, we need to stop coming up with like cute bumper stickers and just doing shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, you're a fuckhead.
Okay? Yeah, you're an inbred bitch. So Travis is he's like, just sit on the opposite end of the table from me, you absolute oxygen thief, which is what he said last week. And
this week they edited it to him saying, you oxygen thief. And I was like, what odd editing. Like, hey guys, let's edit that from absolute oxygen thief to just you oxygen thief. Like, good job. They needed to save like 0.2 seconds in the episode.
Bravo Legal is like, well, we can't actually claim that she's the absolute oxygen thief because there may actually be others who have a claim to that title. So let's just call her an oxygen thief.
Don't want to get sued by Jim Bellino, just in case.
So then after all this, Jack is like, I think we should have a nice dinner with each other. You know what I mean? Like, don't think it's going to happen because there's a homophobic person right in your midst.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't give a damn. I say what I think. I'm like, oh, you're so brave. You're so fucking brave, Mila. So then Aisha gets out of the car. She's like, oh, we had a head of a rod in there.
And Joao is like, well, tonight I cannot let Jezebob out on the first night. I'm a leader now, and I need to set an example. So instead of letting Jezebob out, I'll just hump the tablecloth quietly.
Hey, if there's ever a night for Jezebob to come out and look happy or, like, look innocent, it's tonight.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Jezebob can hang out with fucking Mila.
Yeah. Listen, Jezebob could really do anything tonight because Mila is just, like, the most hated person at the moment. So, like, he'll just look like a saint no matter what. He could be, like, you know, humping three flower vases and everyone will be like, that's so charming.
I know. Why is Jezebob so charming this season?
I know.
Because he's standing next to sexy Hitler, as she's called later.
Yeah, which so, I think is, by the way, I think he meant sexy Stalin, not Hitler. It's like, doesn't quite track, you know. But anyway.
I don't know. I watched a cartoon, an animated show on Netflix this weekend called Love, Death, and Robots, and there was a Hitler sex scene.
So, oh, okay.
I don't know. It was like with three hot hookers.
Wow.
Like, okay, you know.
I hope
you thought you've seen everything.
I hope this isn't the episode that Siggy Flicker decided to finally listen to. Oh, could you say Hitler?
Oh, God. She's a nut. Okay, so then dinner. You know, even if you're not an American, there's something that transcends being an American, and that's called being a Bravo-erkin. A Bravo-erkin. A Bravo-erkin. Okay? Because Colin's like, what's wine? How do you say wine in France? And his mom's like, Coca-Cola, coffee! And Hannah's like, do you have any whispering angel, honey? And I was like, okay, Bravo transcends our countries.
Yeah, exactly. So Aisha and Joao are talking, and then she's talking about how she's, I'm actually a lot smarter than I look. I did a double science at uni, and I'm very passionate about the outdoors and conservation, and that's my kind of thing. And Joao's like,
how could you be a passionate about conservation when you work on a super yacht?
Yeah, polluting the seas. Yeah,
I think that kind of, I mean, you know, you can still do it in other areas of your life, but it's like, oh, I love conservation. Here's my jumbo jet, my private jumbo jet. I know.
Meanwhile, all the mermaids that are below the yacht look like Jessica Lange now. So they're like, hey, the pollution, the pollution. Maybe Jackie Weaver.
How dare you say Jessica Lange?
No, I love Jessica Lange, but you know, she looks like she's been polluted a little bit. So Joao is like, so she's like, oh, I'm into conservation. And Joao was like, that's so funny because I'm all about that. I'm like, since when?
Shut up, since Joao.
Old Joao is coming back. Just watch.
I'm all about that.
Yes.
Yeah. So then Jack is talking to Mila and he's like, you just calm down there, little Tarty. He's like, let it go. Let it go. And she's like, what? I say my opinion. And she's like, she tells us, I had a gay friend once. He did my hair when I was 14 years old. And guess what? He still does my hair. And he does not like when his boyfriend tries to hold his hand in public. I'm like, yeah, because he could be fucking stoned to death legally on the streets of Russia, you fucking.
Yeah. Because you guys...
Latina, you pickle drinker. I hate you. I don't even know what to call it. Like, everything I'm thinking is so mean to say.
I know.
Like, you're a pickle chip. You're a butter pickle.
I just want to put all the nouns together and make it an insult. You fucking lacrosse stick of a candy corn head. I don't know. It doesn't even make sense.
Stick, it feels good. Butter pickle, okay?
You selfie stick butter pickle. Why don't you shove a
straw? Right.
Yeah. Shove a frisbee up your ass and enjoy all those annoying ultimate frisbee players who go after it. So, yeah. And then she's like, this is why I don't think my opinion is wrong at all on that. I'm like, because you have one gay friend who's been stalking her since you were 14. And by the way, he's been trolling you since you've been 14, by the way. Have you looked in the mirror? Sorry. I said, I'm going to make fun of the styling. I still will. Anyway, the one gay friend excuse. So then
Anastasia's like, what happened? Because when I go to dinner, I like my dinner to be perfect. Whether I'm eating dinner at McDonald's or whether I'm eating dinner at Le Cirque, I insist on perfection at all times.
Anastasia totally brings a white tablecloth to McDonald's and like little white gloves, and she just puts it down.
Yeah.
Just puts it there with her Big Mac, little silver plate.
She's like, hi, I'll have a Big Mac and some palm frites, please. They're like, could you please order an English, man? What the fuck are you talking about?
Big Mac.
She's like, I insist perfection.
So Mila's telling Anastasia, she's like, we were just talking about the gays, and I gave my honest opinion, and Travis just said he won't even sit at the same table as me. And then they start speaking in Russian. She's like, I was speaking my mind, freedom of speech. Like, that's not how freedom of speech works. Freedom of speech is a protection against the government. That means that if you say shit about the government, you're not going to be thrown in jail. Sort of like if you're gay in Russia, how you get stoned to death and thrown in jail, okay? That's what freedom of speech is. Freedom of speech is not that you can just say whatever you want and then everyone's supposed to just be like, oh, that's okay.
Well, yeah, you have freedom of speech to say whatever you want. You can say that. I mean, that's a totally normalized opinion at this point. It's not like the first time anyone's heard it. But, you know, free speech also includes you're a fucking asshole, yeah, oxygen thief, and
exactly.
It's the other side of it. Which, and she's not saying he shouldn't say that either, in her defense. She's just like, whatever, they so mad at me? It's my opinion. So then Jack is like, Colin, want to help me, bro? It's massive. Which I don't even know what I'm saying when I write Jack notes down. I don't even know what he's talking about. So Hannah goes, oh, they're eating meat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was some like weird like carpaccio moment. I was like, I'm not going to even put any attention on this carpaccio right now because I'm still so mad about Mila and the fact that she tries to like put it all under the guise of freedom of speech. Like what she said was actually somehow virtuous because she was just being upfront and she was just saying what's on her mind. And it's just somehow the implication that somehow she should be praised for exercising her right to freedom of speech, which again is like, yes, we are all allowed to say what we want to say, but when you say it's my right to freedom of speech, it's really more about, like, your protection from the government. It's not your protection from, like, everyone fucking hating you now. So now Aisha goes and tells Anastasia what Mila said, gives Anastasia the realty of what Mila said. And then Anastasia's basically like, my six-year-old mother grew up in Georgia, and there were no gays there, and my mom is still very progressive, so blaming your culture is a load of bullshit. Also, this meat is slightly underdone, and that table setting is wrong, so if you excuse me, I'm just going to fix that. Thanks.
I mean, if you're going to be a homophobe, be a perfect homophobe, okay? I mean, blaming your culture is so imperfectly homophobic.
Yeah.
So she goes to pee with Hannah, and then, you know, it becomes the homophobe telephone game where everybody just starts whispering to everybody. So Hannah's just in the mirror, you know, like, oh, what a lovely season. I haven't even had to honey eye anybody yet. This is amazing. I'm getting along with everyone this season. What did she say?
Oh, God. She must have been so excited. Like, finally, I did. I can stop saying, oh, she's a shitty cook, but she's a really nice person. I can just go in and be like, honey.
Yeah, honey. It's like, yachting is a very multicultural industry. I'm like, okay, maybe sexually and country-wise, but I still see no minorities on this show.
Yes.
I'm here for your support.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we should probably mention, by the way, speaking of crazy people, Caroline from the last season of Below Deck was arrested for larceny in Connecticut. So there we go.
Isn't that just a fancy way of saying stealing from Walmart? Isn't it? Because larceny, it's like, it sounds like Murder, She Wrote. You know, like, oh, what glamorous thing did Caroline do? Did she steal a, you know, like a biblical encyclopedia from the Vatican? Like, it sounds fancy to be larceny. No, she stole shit from Walmart.
Yeah. Although it's kind of funny because in my mind, I had gotten larceny confused with arson. So I was like, wow, she burned some shit down. It's like, oh yeah, larceny. That's just stealing. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, well, if you're going to be a criminal, be an, you know, yeah, arson. Like, that's more exciting.
I guess she's just trying to get on the cast of Vanderpump Rules. So, Hannah's... So now Hannah...
Did you see Kate's tweet about it, too? Someone said, hey, Kate, what do you think about Caroline getting arrested for larceny? And she tweeted, grifters need money for drug money. They steal because they need money for drugs.
Yeah. So Hannah comes back to the table giving Mila full-on honey face.
Yeah, she is. And like, meanwhile, the jaw is out. Colin doesn't even know how much he's playing into the conversation. He's like, what is this, a sardine? I'm going to swallow it whole. Nah. They're like, you're so good at swallowing, Colin. Because Mila has her own honey eyes, too.
Yes.
You know? She's got her own, like, big-eyed squint going on down at the other end of
the table. Yeah, she's like, da honey. That's my way.
Honey da. So Colin's like, yeah, I swallow this like a pill. And Aisha goes, oh, I'm pill free because the body is in the shame, right? So if you just give it what it needs, you don't need pills. And Jack's like, yeah, just pop an avocado in there and flush it all away. She's like, yeah, an avocado a day. And Colin's like, yeah, avocado MD. And then you just hear from behind Colin, like a boat passed by. Good one, Collie!
Avocado! That was good. I'm going to tweet that one out if it's okay. Do you remember your login? Okay.
Collie's mom.
Mommy, I forgot. The password is mommy!
So Hannah comes back, and then she pulls Travis away to have a cigarette. And then they start, again, talking about Mila. And then, so Joao is looking at Mila, because Mila's now standing, like, sitting there, like, you know, everyone, she just can tell, everyone hates her, and she's feeling like shit, and she's, like, all alone, and then, you know, Joao's like, oh, hi, this is nice, Joao, Joao 2.0, why are you so quiet, Mila? Why are you so quiet? You look almost like you've seen a horrible thing of, like, something terrible against humanity that you feel like should be locked in jail and thrown into a prison, perhaps, or blotted out off this earth.
Hello, I'm Conservation Joao. I'd like to talk about locking people up.
And they're eating, you know, and Joao's like, why are you so quiet? And she's like, because this food, it's marinated shit. And
Jack's it's like, awful. Well,
Jack's like, well, I like it quite fine. She's like, oh, well, I guess Mike, I have to express my thoughts. I better keep my opinion to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like the typical thing. Now you're the victim. Oh, I guess I can't say what's on my mind. I'll just be quiet with my very hateful and antiquated thoughts from 1612. Sorry.
No, honey. Keep talking. Yeah. Please. Keep talking.
Also, I was like, she's like, oh, this marinated shit. Like, yeah, that's what a lot of food is. Like, you're a chef. You're supposed to appreciate that. Like, what does she want?
Yeah.
Beans.
Like, this didn't come out of a can. What kind of monsters are these?
I know.
So Hannah and Travis are talking, and she's like, I don't want to work with a homophobic chef that can't even cook. Which is funny, because it's like, well, I could work with a homophobic chef.
I could work with a homophobe.
This talented.
I could work with a chef who can't cook. I just don't know if I could work with a homophobe who can't cook, though.
Yeah, that's a lot of strikes against you.
Yeah. You know? She's like, you know, the entire time, I've been going, you're a really, really shitty chef, but I like you as a person, and I'd like to help her. But in a day and age where we live in and be thinking like that, it's disgusting. So now I'm going to say, you're a really, really, really shitty chef, and I'd like to not help you. Yeah. Honey.
Honey. So they return to the table, and she's changed sides of the table, too, because nobody wants to be around. Everyone who's heard this does not want to be around Mila now, so they all start stacking the other side of the table.
Yeah.
And Mila's like, oh, this is cool. The whole crew is like, she's a homophobic bitch. I mean, we are not teenagers.
I like, she's like, she's more angry that they're gossiping than the fact that what they're gossiping about is homophobic Russian bitch. Like, that's almost like badge of honor for her. Like, say it to my face. I'd be happy. I'm homophobic Russian bitch. Yes, I work hard for it. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. So they're all basically talking so that she can basically hear it now, right?
Yeah.
They're not even trying to hide it. And Ace just like, how can you feel that this day and age? Having an avocado peep at those feelings, am I right? And Giles like, what are they even talking about? And Mila's like, I don't give a shit. And Colin goes, I should take her to Fire Island. Her mind will be blown.
Collie, do you want to stay over? I can make the guest room.
No, Mom. I don't know. No, Mom. No.
So they all leave, and Hannah is full on revving her honey tank. She's like, oh, keep me cool. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Don't let me tail off that bitch.
I know. I don't want to. Somebody stay, keep me away from giving a backhand that bitch and getting it fired. So now they go to a yachty bar. And Mila is like trying to go up and apologize to Travis. And he's just like ignoring her. And she's like, I want to apologize. I want to take my words back. As it's like, that's not. That's not what you should be. You should be saying, I want to apologize because I realize how insensitive I'm being, because just because you're gay does not mean that you're less than and can't be gay in public and not just behind closed doors. So Travis is like, he's just like, don't touch me. Like, get away from me.
Yeah, he's like, get away. And then she goes up to Hannah and she's like, oh, Hannah, I was searching for you. And Hannah just gives her honey eyes and like leaves.
Yeah. And she's like, sometimes my opinions hurt people, okay? Unfortunately. I'm like, the fact that she doesn't see why, she's like, oh, my opinion sometimes hurts people. But she doesn't think, like, why it hurts people and, like, how maybe she should, like, reflect on what her opinion is. And, like, if her opinions are hurting people, maybe she should revise her opinion so she doesn't hurt people, you know?
Well, sticks and stones may break my bones. But gay people get stoned. You know what I mean?
sometimes Sticks and stones may break my bones, but they also make a good appetizer for Mila.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but they'll really break bones of gay people. So Anna and Joao are talking, and she's like, did you hear what happened tonight? Mila said it's not right to be gay. And Joao's like, some of my best friends are gay, which worried me.
Yeah, I was like, oh, here we go again. And then he starts telling a story, which I was like, oh my God, I'm going to like, this is so hilarious. And then it like goes so tragic. And basically he had, his mom had a best friend that they called Auntie Shackles. And basically he was just like a gay guy.
God, it's just such an awkward way to put it when we're talking about a Russian saying bad things about gay people, you know. And Auntie Shackles, considering that the gay guy that he knew ended up, it was illegal in Zim, and he ended up committing suicide.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's like,
so sad.
Joao, maybe you should tell that story to, I hope Joao actually tells it to Mila.
So sad. Oh, my God.
You know, because you know what the thing is this, like, if Mila can just fucking learn from this and be like, oh, shit, I was wrong, that's all I would need. People need to learn. You have to give people a chance
change,
to learn.
People can't change.
You know, yeah, I mean, if you look at, like, you know, I probably said all sorts of, like, stuff, you know, 15 years ago that was just, like, not that it was, like, racist or anything, but I probably said, like, privileged or problematic stuff that just did not take into account how other people feel. And, like, as much as I'm going in on Mila, what I really would want is for her to, like, learn and realize and grow, and then, like, you know, it's like, that's all I would want, and then I would embrace her in open arms until I had to eat from her food. I'd also like to take a cooking class, too, by the way.
Yeah. Maybe you could learn how to be more tolerant while you learn to cook. Like, we could just mix it all together.
Do a twofer. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, here's a scrunchie. Let's just make it a threefer.
She really does need to watch Barefoot Contessa, because that way she could learn how to cook and learn about the gays.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, Joao's like, well, you know, I absolutely disagree with what she's saying, but she's from a different culture. You still have to work with her. And it's like, well, listen, beyond blatant homophobia, I couldn't take out one of her dishes. Her cake was baking soda. And she's full of shit, all right? There's reason enough to get fired on a super yacht. Hi.
Also, Joao, you're from a different culture. You're from a culture that where homosexuality was illegal. So
I think that's what he's saying. No, when you're from somewhere like that, you have to... It's like what you were saying before, like, people can change. It's almost like she's from a different culture. So, you know, he didn't say this, but I took it as, like, talk her through it. Get them through. Look, I come from a very conservative family in Texas. Like, I've talked about that before. Right. People have changed, you know? It wasn't easy. Like, there was a lot of shit, and there still is. Like, there are people who will come right up to your face and be like, I love you, but you're going to hell. You know, I still get that. And I guess part of me is just learned to brush it off. And that doesn't make it okay, and that everyone should just brush it off. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that people are kind of like, you have to drag them through change, you know? But they do eventually change. I think what he's saying is, like, you're dealing with someone from this culture, so don't worry about it. She'll change as time goes on. But I personally don't buy that anyone should just take it because she's from there. They should say, shut the fuck up. If you ever talk like that again, you're fucking fired.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if she said the N-word, I wouldn't be like, well, she's from a different culture, so let's, like, you know. I think the thing, but my point is just that, like, Joao is from a culture that, I mean, I don't know much about Zimbabwe and its culture, but if homosexuality was illegal, there was clearly, at some point, at least some sort of, like, you know, homophobic element there. And I'm just saying that, like, it's sort of like what Anastasia says. You kind of can't blame the culture either, though. Like, you do and you don't. Because Joao is from a culture that is potentially homophobic, and he's not that way. You know, I'm saying it actually almost in praise of Joao.
Look how much Joao has changed from even last year, because he learned shit. It's like he got spanked on national TV. So things that are acceptable to you and your lifestyle and your... Yeah, I'm not saying that's all because of his culture. I'm just saying that as a person, people change. You know, you change and you grow as things happen. But you only change if people call it out.
It's like the expose song. People change. Seasons change. But you know what, though? I'm also not convinced that Joao has changed yet. Like, he's still on probation for me. Let me get halfway through the season, and then I'll decide if he's changed. But right now, I still feel like old Joao is in there. So
time will tell.
Yes. Boner as old as time.
So Hannah and Joao, Hannah's like, this is bullshit. She's talking to Joao. And Mila and Anastasia join them. And, Mila just sits there and listens. And Hannah's like, well, I'm not even going to be quiet. Like, she can hear it if she wants, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's not my job as chief stew to help somebody do their job on a super yacht. And Mila's like, oh, what the fuck is that? It's like, didn't you say you were leaving like 10 minutes ago? Leave.
Love when Hannah pulls that shit. Like, this was literally in front of Mila's face. She's not even looking at Mila. She's looking at Joao. Mila only sees Hannah's cheek. And she's just talking directly about Mila right to her face. Ugh. Like, just Hannah just said, I'm like full, like, I'm gonna be full on honey right now, and I don't even care. I don't even care if I don't get $50 worth of ciggies after this.
Honey in 60 seconds. What's that race car movie?
Gone series? In 60 Seconds?
The Honey and the Furious.
Oh, the Honey and the Furious. So now they all go back to the boat, and a bunch of people go to bed, but Aisha's like, did those pussy-ass bitches go straight to bed? Oh, I'm gonna conserve some more energy for partying, yes!
And Mila's hungry, so she goes down, and they're all in the mess, and Aisha's putting whipped cream in Jack's mouth, and then Zhao's doing the whipped cream thing. And so Mila and Jack go out to smoke outside, and he's like, did you sort it out? You know, the whole stone in the gaze thing. And she's like, I tried, but he won't speak to me. You know, but what are you going to do? I'm a girl. I'm a Russian girl. And he's like, want to get in the jacuzzi?
Yeah.
She's like, you get in the jacuzzi by your damn self. And he's like, damn it. Her opinion's a shit, but she's still sexy. Sexy <know. Hitler."
laughs> It's like... It's like principles, boner, principles, boner. Boner wins.
Then, sexy Hitler. I was cracking up. And then they God, go, I hope this guy doesn't get fired.
I know. I don't think he's going to last too much longer. But then they're all getting... Aisha's going to sleep, and she's like walking by Joao, and he goes, sleep tight. I was like, no, Joao. I refuse to believe that you're a sweet man now. He says, sleep tight to the ladies. Uh-uh.
Yeah, he meant you're a cock juggler. He meant you're a cock gobbler. But he's like cleaning everything up, and she's like, stop being so good with everything. It's so good.
You're just like my friends who like to save the owls in the north by drilling pipelines in the north too. I don't even know what that means.
So time to work. It's the morning. Everybody's cleaning and getting charter ready. And the boys are still, Giles checking on the boys, and he's like, smells like a brewery
in here.
There's too many people on this show.
In Zim, I know, everything's getting so scrambled up. Like, back in Zimbabwe, we'd call this the semen social house, where you just, I don't know, no, it's for semen, not semen, oh, never mind,
oh, God.
Wake up.
So he's like, they look like a bunch of dickheads because they're still sleeping when they're supposed to be out of, they're supposed to be at work.
Yeah. Then we get a shot of Captain Sandy. She's standing at the edge of the yacht with her binoculars, and she's just like looking at nothing. She's like, oh yeah, yeah, the binoculars, they still work, looking yeah. good.
Guess what? It's Captain Sandy crew. I'm up here on Bongo Watch, just waiting to see the bongos coming into port.
All right, just looking. Looks like there's a fine lady there on the land having a cappuccino at a cafe on the water. Looks like it's a wonderful time in Cannes right now. Wow.
Here come the bongos. Oh, wait, that was a no. seagull.
Oh, look at that seagull, though. What a great seagull. It really can fly. Oh, it caught some bread. Good for you, seagull.
I got one question about the south of France. Where's the goddamn banana? I love that banana.
I love that banana. Where is it? Are we in Cannes or are we in Nice? Isn't it funny they've got a town called Cannes and one called Nice? I mean, France, full of
nice
humor.
Can. Nice yeah. Cannes. Nice Cannes. Am I right, guys? So, let's see. Travis sees Mila in the kitchen, and she's like, Travis, I'm sorry, my opinion hurt you. And he's like, it didn't hurt me. Your opinion hurts humanity. So that's my opinion on that. He just jets.
It's like, bye. So now cleaning. And now it's time for the big preference sheet meeting. So Joao, Hannah, and Mila go up to meet with Captain Sandy. And this week's guest is Dr. Jennifer Berman, Los Angeles' top vaginal rejuvenation specialist. You may remember her from last season because she's Captain Sandy's friend. That's when the whole toast debacle happened. She's also the one who was very insistent that she wears her heels on the boat, if I remember correctly. She's like, I have to take off my shoes. Really? Do I have to take off my shoes? Yes, take off your shoes, lady.
I like her LinkedIn. World-renowned neurologist and LA's top vag rejuvenation expert. Wow, that's quite a mixture.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Hannah is like, well, last year she came, Hannah and Captain Sandy was definitely on high alert. So my main focus this charter is having all the girls on service, glasses filled, and hopefully my vagina won't get trampled by one of those vibrators jumping out of a bag. Oh, no.
Huh? Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. So, yeah. So Sandy basically tells Hannah and Joao to help Mila in the galley, which then, of course, has Hannah scowling because she doesn't want to give up any of her... She doesn't want to be a woman down, and now she's got to put women in the galley. So she's already like, about that. And then meanwhile, downstairs, Aisha and Anastasia are talking about being like the perks of being a chef and the perks and the downfall. And they're talking about how, like, you know, the chef is all alone all day and like has no one to talk to. And then Anastasia's like, yeah, but the chef gets all the praise. Like, you know, when we're here and we are, you know, we're just like cleaning bathrooms and making beds and no one's like, hey, thanks for the freshly made bed. Thanks for those hospital corners. Thanks for that absolutely flawless coating of no dust that you provided for me.
Thanks for the animal shapes out of thanks for the animal towels.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's that?
Now, wow, I can actually see my reflection in the carpet. It's not even a reflective surface, and I can see my reflection in it, okay? No one ever says thank you for that, huh?
So then Joao is sending Colin for something in that toy box area, and he's like, Colin, will you go get the red lines? Colin, go get the red lines? Colin. Colin's like, sure, I'll go get it.
What could go wrong? Just I have to just pick up a box. That's all I'm doing. And then we hear like a...
And then it's like, you okay, bud? You okay?
Colin!
And then, Collie, I'm coming in, Collie, to save you. Okay, you need a band-aid?
Yeah, the mom drops from a fucking helicopter rope. She's like, where is he? Collie! My Collie distress signal went off, Collie!
She's got a hard hat and like a flashlight on the front of it. Like,
okay, everyone, stay back. I gotta get my boy.
We go to commercial. We're like, oh my God, is it another death after that guy died last year on Below Deck? It's so sad. So then we come back and he's like, ow, I hurt my arm.
He bruised himself. He fell over. The floor was oily and he fell over.
Yeah, and Jack and Travis are both sitting there watching him like, you need a hit, bro. Hey, mate, you know, there's a lot of grease down there. What are you going to do? Better watch where you're stepping next time.
I guess next time I better clean up the grease that I left everywhere. Oh, well. But then again, when I'm cleaning up grease, I could be staring at sexy Hitler. Oh, yeah.
That's a nice bruise, mate. You might want to take a pill or something. And he's like, I don't do pills. Sometimes I'm allergic. I was like, that's so Collie. You know, yeah. I'm allergic to aspirin.
I know.
Collie, that's okay. I got a crushed up Flintstones vitamin for you.
Guess what? When Collie needs aspirin, here's what aspirin is in our house. I love you, Collie. It's a pat on the head.
There's no medicine that's better than a mother's hug. Come here, Collie.
So then, meanwhile, we see Aisha's like down in the galley, and she's just like sitting there with her like legs all the way open, like reclined back, like, let me tell you something else about conservation. And
the captain's just doing that thing where she's down there just trying to hang with the kid. You know, she's like, hey guys, how's everything going? It's me, Captain Sandy. And Aisha and Anastasia's like, honey, your fly is wide open. She's like, oh, looky there, with Red Fox and
You know that, like, nothing could make Anastasia more upset than seeing the fly open. Like, that zipper is not where it's supposed to be. It should be up at the top, not at the bottom right now. I gotta say something. Okay, your zipper's open.
And the captain's like, okay, I was down here, I can't. I just can't with you guys. And she's like, you know, you want to know the grossest thing I ever done? When I was 8, I was really curious about where poop came from, so I stuck my finger up my bum.
I'm out of here. I'm going to find some toast upstairs. And then she keeps going. She goes, I put my finger up my bum until I felt the bottom of the log, and then I tricked it as it came out. I told you, I love nature. And Jack is like, why would you do that? You naturally know where it's coming from anyway.
She's like, yeah. I wanted to feel it. Oh.
I wanted to feel something in my life for the first time.
He's like, you're a sicker, you know that? And he tells us, she knows she's embarrassing herself and she doesn't care. That's such a good quality. Like, everything is a good quality to you. You just tried to fuck Mila, okay?
I don't know what I'm attracted to more. Sexy Hitler, or the girl who likes scat play down in the galley. Oh, man, life is good.
Now a water bike arrives.
Come on, water bike, water bike.
Yeah, the water bike has arrived, and everyone's like, what's a water bike?
There's like this strange subplot that goes on for about 5 minutes with the construction of a water bike. And like every about 15 seconds, we would check in on how the water bike was doing.
Yeah, and you know that they got that shit like on Amazon or something, because it doesn't even come with instructions that have a picture of what the bike is supposed to look like. It's a water bike. Okay?
I feel like they accidentally ordered ordered a water pick and a water bike came instead by accident.
Yeah, the lady just wants to clean her teeth. Her vagina teeth. So Hannah has a meeting with the girls, and she's like, this is Sandy's friend, so I want you to over communicate with me. If anything goes wrong, just double tap your anal vaginal vibrator, and that will tap mine, and I'll come down. Are you ready? Hold on.
Hannah, since you want me to over communicate, I just felt my poo. It's coming in at a good rate, but it's not quite ready yet. Just wanted to give you the update.
80% avocado!
I'm not sure if it's avocado up there or a little bit of that leftover of that potato hash I had the other day. Either way, I'll keep you all updated. Over communication, over and out.
Mm-hmm. So they're still trying to put together this water bike. They just keep cutting back.
Yeah.
And Jack's like, do you know what it looks like? Does it have boobs? It'll help if I know where the boobs are. Could you just tell me, which section is the boobs?
and Joao is kind of like, I think it's Joao who's basically like, I mean, he's supposed to be an engineer by trade, and yet he can't follow the directions. I don't understand how this is possible. Which is kind of funny, because this is like Jack's moment to shine, and he's like, I figured I had to go jerk off somewhere instead.
Yeah, and then Anastasia's like, Jack, will you please take these towels? And she hands him towels, and he just throws them on the ground and goes to smoke. I was like, how did this not come back up? I thought this was totally coming back up in the episode.
I know, I thought Anastasia for sure would feel it, like, I felt it. The towels, they're out of place. And then she, you know.
The perfectly clean floor just texted me. There's towels on it.
She's like the Dead Zone, but with like things that are out of order. I have a vision. The towels. They're not on the rack.
So, arrivals. Man, some of the driest looking people on Earth come up to this. Look, this is a good spot, I think, to just remind everybody, we love you. So moisturize.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, moisturizing. Yeah. It's good. Moisturizing is really good.
There's your tip for the day. What have we learned today? An avocado a day will keep your poop regular. And moisturize.
Yeah.
Guess what? Water's not such a bad idea either.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we go on a boat tour. The typical thing. And Dr. Jen Berman does not demand to have her shoes off, which is to keep her shoes on, which is a nice improvement. Good for you, Dr. Jennifer.
You see, people learn and grow.
People,
you just give them enough shit on the internet, and they can change. You guys, that's the other lesson from this episode.
They better have those women back from last season, so we can like see if they'd be willing to have dinner out of a bowl this time around. That would be the real test of growth. Or Honey Sarshar. So,
good.
Remember Honey Sarshar?
Yes, of course.
So now they go on the boat tour, and it's like, dropping the lines, leaving the dock. Shackle, 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 shackle.
Boom. More poop talk. Jen's like, this is the 80s. You can see, I mean, what is this bathroom? It's like the 80s. You can see people going pee-pee and poo-poo in there. Actually, there is someone going poo-poo. And her hand is behind. It's just me!
Would you like to have a guided tour of my colon? I can tell you all about it.
So then, drop the lines. And the crew is hanging out in front of Captain Sandy's window. They're like, hey, look, it's Sandy. It's like,
yeah. Well, the whole thing is that last time, also with Dr. Jennifer Berman, that there was bad weather, so they couldn't actually leave the dock. And so this time around, she's like, oh, are we going to get to leave the dock this time? Oh, wow, it's nice to actually see her, you know, driving a boat for once. You know, all these little snide comments about, like, finally being able to be out in the ocean, you know.
Yeah. And then we cut to setting the table. Anastasia has, like, big, you know, big oversized pearl beads. And she tells Aisha, you into beads? And, of course, Aisha's like, Hack Slam!
they fit perfectly with my rectum, I know, because I felt all the nooks and crannies this morning.
So then we see
this
Mila.
This whole episode is about Aisha's butt.
Yeah. So then we see Mila cooking, and like at first it's like, okay, Mila has gotten her shit together. We see like a lovely thing over here, we see a spread here, everything looks really nice, shockingly. And then she opens up a can of crab. I was like, oh god, Mila, we weren't rooting for you. We weren't but all still. Rooting for you, but still.
And Mila's like, I've been working with crab meat, not a big crab fan, after shrimp sickness. I'm like, what? You're not a big crab fan after your shrimp sickness, okay? But she's like, but you have to know how to make it. I'm like, You don't. She literally pours crab can into a bowl and then smothers it in mayonnaise.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It was like, oh no. So.
And then she's serving, okay, crab salad.
And then like and a then, shrimp thing.
Yeah. And then hummus on tortilla strips. On corn tortilla chips. No.
Listen.
No.
Take small victories.
Pita bread, man.
Pita bread or carrots or celery.
Gross.
Or pita bread.
You're doing
or
it pita wrong. Bread. You're fired off or my pita butt. Bread. You're fired. Yes.
You are like rehired, literally rehired. Miles away from Northern Africa. Get involved with a pita bread. So, so Hannah serves the nibbles. He has some nibbles for everyone. And of course, the women are like, that crab is super fishy. And I believe them 100% that it's fishy. But of course, these women are also going to go overboard with, no pun intended, with like, that's super fishy. Super, super, super fishy. And I believe them.
Why?
100%.
Because they're like because they're the sex toy ladies?
Because they're like high maintenance types.
Yeah.
And so it's like on top of the fact that it probably is like the biggest piece of shit crab salad of all time. It's like now you've given these women an excuse and the men an excuse to just be heinous about it too.
Yeah. So they're like, yeah, the shrimp is slimy, the crab is fishy. And Captain's like, well, the presentation is better, but is it Mila or is it the fish? Did we get bad fish? You know, you got to give people the benefit of the doubt. Because my friends aren't going to sugarcoat it like the last guest. So she goes down. She's like, Mila, we've got a problem.
You're homophobic. Also, the shrimp sucks.
The shrimp and the crab basically taste like your personality. So we're going to...
Slimy.
You're really showing your personality in your food right now, okay?
So Mila's like, no, this is the new fish... But from the freezer, I'm like, okay, so it's not that new if it's from the freezer. It's just, I order fresh shrimp, but I'm getting shrimp from Vietnam instead. I'm like, well, first of all, let me tell you something. Okay, a huge amount of frozen shrimp comes from, like, China, Vietnam, etc. And it's, like, fine. Okay, so don't try to, like, even try to be like, oh, because it came from Vietnam, it's like, shit. No, ma'am, you don't know how to cook your food.
Yeah, like she's trying to get an American audience on her side by saying Vietnam, you know?
Like, oh, I tried to order fresh. If you tried to order fresh and you didn't get the fresh thing that you wanted, then cook something else. Didn't
you're like literally in the sea. Put a net in. Drop a net.
No. Yeah, that like Adrian last year dredged up a sea slug.
Okay, not like that.
Yeah.
But still. So then Hannah's like, they asked for grilled cheese, honey. And Captain's like, can you do that? You know what grilled cheese is? can you do that, Mila? And she's like, I'm frustrated because the food's not matching up to the photographs. You're either sinking the boat or you're floating the boat. She's sinking the boat instead of floating the boat. Because a floating boat floats on water and a sinking boat sinks in water.
Yeah. Can't nap on a sinking boat. That's why I always tell my people. And then
is that Mila- taken from the Captain Sandy like tour of like, believe in yourself, Captain Sandy. Here's what I always tell people. You're sinking a boat or you're floating a boat. That'll be $500.
Sit down. You're sinking the boat. By the way, Mila also is like, you know, if he's not good quality, what can you do about it? I'm like, don't serve it. Don't serve it if it's not good quality. She just sort of acts like, well, this is what I was given, and they said they want it, so I'm going to cook it, and it's rancid, and they'll all have, like, you know, intestinal woe for the next 6 months, but whatever, I had to do what I had to do. It's like, no, don't serve it.
Yeah, don't make serve vegetables, you know? Like you have a full, I don't know. So then the captain goes to Hannah. She's like, God, she is terrible. And I hate saying that. It's hard to even get negative words out of my mouth, honestly. But they're flowing out now.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I mean, she's terrible. She's like when you bite into a branzino and you realize it was never a branzino. It was actually a slab of clay. Disgusting.
It's like when you order a Branzino and they deliver a Franzino. Then you got TV's The Nanny in your face. Laughing like this.
It's like when you go to rent, when you go to the Red Box to rent Captain Ron. And then when you come home, you open up the DVD and guess what? Guess what you ordered? Beethoven 2. Oh, man. That's what that's like. Although, honestly, kind of a great movie, too.
Captain Ron,
Beethoven 2. God, the early 90s were a great time for movies.
So Jack and Travis finally get that water bike working with Joelle, and Jack's like, well, I hope I get a chance to take a little spin on that jet ski, take champagne, and get me a spank for Captain Sunday. And Travis is like, would you rather get fired or have a spanking? And he's like, I'll take the spanking. I'd beg for the spanking.
Yeah, he's really going after Dr. Jen. So now Anastasia's in the kitchen making the grilled cheese.
Oh, God.
Because apparently Mila can't even make grilled cheese.
Well, Mila is busy working on her panna cotta, which is just horrifying. It looks like a planter wart. I'm like, what are you making those in?
I'm like, they look like bad guys in Super Mario Brothers.
What is she doing? So then Travis is into Hannah because they talked last night, which, you know, he's a guy. So guys are like, oh, my God, we talked and had a cigarette. She must want to fuck me.
Yeah.
You know, fucking stupid guys. And so he's like, normally chief stews are off limits for the dick guys, but we had a nice time last night and older ladies can really teach you something. It's like,
oh, God. Well, also they're wearing matching sunglasses. So that's really a recipe for romance. So now the guests are so grossed out by everything that they just are like, ugh, we don't want to eat anymore. So they don't want dessert. And now, so Mila now has all these panna cottas. She's like, but I finally did something good and no one wants it. You know.
No, you didn't.
You did not.
Like, oh, God. So Hannah's like, well, it's official. Not only is Mila a homophobe, she officially cannot cook.
Mm-hmm.
So then Jen is like, we came to be water sported. Yeah. I'm like, okay, Jen, we get it. You're like super sexually free. Okay.
Yeah. Congratulations. I kind of felt like she was auditioning for like a daytime TV show. Like some sort of like.
She is. Like, let's talk about that. It's like,
is she on the Doctors?
The new younger doctor, Dr. Ruth.
Is she on the Doctors? I wouldn't be surprised if she was on the Doctors.
I'm watching that horse shit.
I don't know. Is it still on?
I don't know.
I'm mad.
Stop trying to confuse me with your doctor's talk.
Listen, okay? Dr. Jen Berman, this show is not going to get you a syndicated strip, okay?
Stop it. I won't even go to the real doctor. Kaiser Permanente calls me every day like, you're paying for health insurance. Are you ever going to come in? And I'm like, no, gross, yeah!
I wish there were a deli called Kaiser Roll Permanente.
I wish there was a Postmates for Doctors. They just come over. They do stuff.
I know. Well, there probably is one.
And bring you McDonald's. Would that be nice?
Now that's okay. Now we're talking.
So,
but Hannah, I'm on keto.
So Captain and Hannah are talking, and Hannah's like, listen, Captain Honey, I just don't want your friends to have that experience. So here's what I'm thinking. Why don't we put Anastasia in the galley? And Captain's like, whoa.
Oh, wow.
Guess what? This just Captain Ron over here. Airmail. Guess whoa. What just came in airmail? Dream work. Because teamwork makes the dream work. Hannah, you win a prize for the most improved honey face.
Yeah.
Love
this season, Hannah's a completely different person. She has drive. She has energy. She's not complaining about a plane ticket to Prague, whatever that was. Ah.
So good.
So Hannah and Anastasia, Hannah tells Anastasia that she's putting her down there. And Anastasia's like, oh my God, so much to do. Wait, she's still in the kitchen, right? And I was like, uh-oh, how's this going to work out? Because it's not like Mila is a great person anyway. Like, what's she going to do when her authority is usurped?
I know. And Hannah tells Anastasia, like, don't take any shit from her because she's not your boss. I am, honey. So then Colin has this moment where he's like talking with Travis. And Colin's like, you know, last season, you know, I liked everyone. We all had a great time, but this season's a different vibe. I don't know. It's just not the same.
They're nice people, but they're not my type of nice people.
And Travis is like, want to smoke a cigarette? And he's like,
no, I don't smoke. I mean,
and he's like, oh, yeah, you're too pure, aren't you? You know, I got into smoking at a house party. You know, we were getting into some head spins. And Colin's like, what does any of that mean?
He's like, do you like rap music?
Rap music?
No, it's okay.
Rap? So
it's like rap music with curse words. What the heck? Because Colin has an internet rap career. He does really funny rap recaps for anybody looking for some fun Colin times.
Colin Macy O'Toole.
Yeah, and so he's like, well, I used to dip. And he's like, oh, they give you a buzz? Like coffee or what? And he's like,
I don't know. I don't drink coffee.
And he's like, God, you fucking nerd.
Sometimes, though, I'll eat a few cookies and then go swimming like 5 minutes later. It's really crazy.
One time I ran on the outside of a pool without my shoes.
Have you ever run with scissors? Wow, what a rush.
He's like, well, you know, I'm a little homesick, but I fell into the bilge, so I'm pretty sure I'm a yachty now.
Hey, I'm right here. You want me to make you some lasagna on my little boat? I can make you some.
Whenever you get sad, look in your heart. Mom's homemade baked ziti's in there.
So then Anastasia is taken to jail, otherwise known as the galley. And Hannah's like, all right, I'm giving you Anastasia now. All right, Mila. And Mila's like, I'm scared. I'm scared to cook for them now. With Anastasia or without? And she's like, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Mila. But I do understand their problem. All right? The quality's just not there. Okay, I'm going to go check on candles.
Quality's not there? Honey. And then Mila's like, so Mila doesn't know what to, she's now like afraid to cook, right? So she's like,
oh, I guess I'll do beef with asparagus and sauce. I can do beef with asparagus and sauce. I'm like, great. I'm sure everyone's going to enjoy that dinner from 1958. Yes.
Sounds delicious. No word on what kind of sauce. Just
just beef with asparagus and sauce. Asparagus. Look, it's a perfectly fine meal. It's like the sort of thing that I would make at home. But that's the point. It's the sort of thing I would make at home. It's not like... I mean, when you look at like Chef Adrian from last season of Below Deck, and then you look at what this woman is putting out. I mean, we used to make fun of that guy, Matt, from whatever season that was. Below Deck 2 seasons ago, because he would put out like a very simple chicken salad or like a Chinese chicken salad. But like,
oh yeah, that guy loved.
He is salads. Like 5-star compared to Mila.
And then Anastasia's like, okay, well, I don't think we should do it. So you've got beef, so why don't we do a beef carpaccio marinated carpaccio. In, you know, citrus. And, you know, grape she starts making orange. It fancy. And Mila's like, so fruit. Really?
Like, oh, really? Disgusted. Are you going to marinate it? Really?
So Anastasia's like, I have so much sympathy for her on a personal level, but on a professional level... Just die. So then Anastasia calls her mom and she's like, Mom, move to the galley. And her mom's like, good job, Collie.
She has like the Republic of Georgia's version of Collie's mom. She's like, how you doing, honey? How you doing?
She's like, congratulations, Collie. You totally deserved it. Sounds like you're gonna make a great salad, Collie.
She's like, I'm in the galley with Mila. Oh, that's good. And then she's like, well, I wish you luck. I know you can do it, Anastasia. I know you can.
And then Anastasia's like, my mom will only love me if I'm perfect.
I also thought, I thought her mom was going to be so rigid and so like, what did you do? You know, and but yeah. She's just like so warm. Also, the guests at this point are getting drunk, which means that we get one of our favorite Below Deck traditions, which is the producers doing trolling them with their captions. So that one girl was like, Jen, Gen and I got a picture. And it literally says, Jen, Gen and I got a Gena picture. I love that. I love when they do that to the guests.
So the captain is talking to Mila. He's like, all right, what's your dinner menu? And she's like, beef sauce. I feel bad. And she's like, listen, this isn't personal. All right? This is about quality. And unfortunately, you're lacking. So Mila's like, she starts crying. And she just runs to the bathroom and starts sobbing in the bathroom. Now, listen, this, I have never seen a person run to the bathroom sobbing that I haven't felt bad for. And I know it's weird coming from me because I'm like such a dick on this show. Mm-hmm. But in real life, I'm like, oh my God, you're crying?
I know.
Come here. You know, like I feel bad.
I know, I always feel bad when someone cries. Like, whenever someone cries in the closet or in the bathroom, I always feel bad. And I even felt bad here, because it's just, like, it's instinct for me, you know? Like, oh, well, she's isolated.
Yeah, I was like, LOL, sucka, fuck you, lady.
Yeah. So now that one guest is getting really belligerent.
Oh, God,
she's like, where's my ashtray? Where's my drink?
Hey, I said Don Julio in an ashtray.
Lighter. So Hannah comes up and gives her the lighter. She's like, yeah, do you have an ashtray? And Hannah just, like, points at the woman's feet where there's an ashtray. She's like, oh. And Hannah's just like, shut the fuck up.
Hannah. Yeah, because she goes, yeah, Hannah, it's a fucking orgy with my husband and all these vaginas, huh? And Hannah's like, shut the fuck up. She goes down the stairs. And the lady goes, Sharon is caring. Right, Hannah? That dried up lady is the worst.
Oh, she is terrible. She is terrible.
Oh my God.
So, yeah. So now Aisha and Jack are flirting a little bit somewhere and about like if they'd had sex. And he's like, I don't think I could handle you, to be honest. I don't know. All the stories. Like, it seems scary.
Yeah. Don't you worry. You ever see Aladdin? You know that part when he goes into the magical cave to find the lamp? That's like my rectum.
And Colin's trying to like blend in with them, and he goes, are you talking about sex? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, all right, bye. And he just like jumps out of there.
So
Jack is just being lazy all over this boat today. I mean, they're very short segments, so we don't talk about it too much. But every other segment is Jow being like, Jack, are you on break? And he's like, I am now. What do you think of that? It's like he's terrible. So he's just trying to piss off Joao. And Hannah's like, Jake is one of those guys that will do the minimum amount of work to not get fired. So then Anastasia and Mila in the kitchen.
Yeah. They're starting to cook dinner. And Anastasia's kind of like calling the shots in there too, to be honest. So already you know this is going to be a source of friction. And upstairs, Dr. Jen comes out with like all her vibrators and puts them on the table, etc. And Hannah's like, last year, Dr. Jen kept the vibrators behind closed doors, but now they're right here on the table. At least that's one thing that's appetizing on the table. Honey!
Honey! So that lady, the dried out lady, is like, show us how they work, Jennifer! And one lady gets one, and she's like, I'm a virgin when it comes to these things, because they're like the anal vaginal prongs. She's like, they go, and one goes in your butt, and one goes in your vagina, or whatever. Yeah. And they're like, thanks for doing this during dinner.
Yeah, and I love that Aisha goes up to her and is like, what's this? And because Captain Sandy has one. And
she's showing like, the guys her toy, like all the crew her toys.
And Captain Sandy's like, it's a vibrator. Oh my gosh, can I have one too? Please, 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 please. And do it like, for the wildlife.
And Sandy's like, you want one of these? And she's like, just kidding, I have one in my drawer.
I said, I have it in my drawers right now. Ooh.
And then Travis is like, where's the little G-spot simulator for the boys? And they all start cracking up. And the captain and Colin have to leave every time they try to talk to the crew, you know?
So now it's time to serve dinner. And Anastasia's like, you know, when I make something for someone, whether it's a salad or a friendship bracelet or an immaculately crafted sculpture that I spent 34 weeks on. I need validation. So, like, please like it. Please like it. And to the people out there who have made friendship bracelets and sculptures, that was actually directed towards you. So you can tweet at me because I've been waiting for a long time for your validation because I know what I did was perfect, but you haven't said so, so I can't move on with my life until you say so. Thank you.
She's just staring at the TV like, please, 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 please. And it's commercial. They don't like the salad. And they come back and they're like, God, that's good. Pops in your mouth.
Yes.
So now it's time. And the lady goes, hey, can you look at this? This is fucking fantastic. And her husband's like, yeah, you know what? Right now I'm looking at the salt. Pass me the salt.
Yeah.
Like, they need to let good that one. Guy talk more.
Yeah.
So Joao and Hannah are talking, and Joao actually offers to do turndowns. He offers to do cabins because she's understaffed, and she's like, what the hell is going on with Joao, honey?
I can't believe I'm getting along with Joao. It's crazy. So in the kitchen, the steaks are now ready. They're ready. Mila's been cooking these steaks, these relatively thin steaks, like grocery store, you know, cuts. And
Travis is drawing a dick on a sticky.
Yeah, and then there's that too.
He's
so,
just standing in the corner like, it's a dick.
It's a dick. So the steaks are ready, and so I think it was Anastasia was like, okay, well, here's a plate, you could put them on. And Mila's like, no, I'll keep them in the pan. And Anastasia's like, yeah, but if you cook them in the pan, they're going to be overcooked. And overcooked is not perfect, so I don't know what to do right now. Take them out of the pan.
Like, now I have a third stew telling me how to cook. Fuck off. How about that? So she's like, as far as plating goes, so you want to do asparagus in the middle and then a swoopy doop of that on the side and then the steak on top and then the little sauce on. She's like, oh, are you telling me how to plate now? And she's like, I'm asking you, are you having attitude with me right now?
Yeah, Anastasia was great. She's like, are you having attitude with me?
Yeah.
I'm from your part of the world, okay? You cannot mess with me, okay? I speak your language, and I know how to mess with bitches like you, okay?
So she's like, oh, okay. So she immediately, like, tones down once she gets some attitude back. And so they plate them well. You know, Anastasia plates them well. I don't know if the food's going to be any good, but it looks nice.
It looks nice for, like, a Ramada Inn.
Then we go upstairs. We're worried about, like, how classy the food is. And then we go upstairs, and the lady's like, can you believe that this guy has never jerked off in his entire life? Like, I beg him to jerk off. He just won't do it. And Jen's like, our mission is to get him masturbating. Okay.
Oh, God. So the steaks, so they serve the steaks and everything. And while they're serving the steaks, like, downstairs, Travis and Jack are in the galley, and they're, like, snickering about Dr. Jen's rack while Anastasia's, like, cleaning up. And they're, like, he's, like, you know, Jack is saying things like, I got a little semi on right there as she walked past. Yeah, and they're just being, like, pigs in front of the women. I'm, like, below deck never ceases to fail on this front. Like, yeah. Even though, like, we applaud Travis for standing up for the gays, like, oh, man. Men being pigs in front of the women.
That didn't really bother me as much. I mean, that didn't really bother me. I mean, they're talking about boobs. Like, for this show, that's pretty innocent, you know? At least they're not grabbing them.
Well, I guess maybe they just have bigger fish to fry right now. Yeah, no although kidding. I wouldn't want Mila to be doing the
Jack's
fish frying.
Like, they're absolute filth up there, mate. Yeah. They're all getting turned on. So the captain checks on the steak, and Jen's like, well, I mean, for steak, I mean, it's good. It's fine. And dried out lady is like, it's plain, it's dry, all right? It's some bullshit. Where's my fucking ashtray?
Yeah. Yeah, Jen's like, I mean, I don't actually really even eat steak, but no, it's good. It's good, it's good. I mean, it's, I never put it in my mouth, but it's lovely. It's fine. And then, so then the whole thing is they're like, well, these two ladies over here eat in the best steakhouses in New York all the time. And you know what? They say it's fine. It's fine. And then Sandy's like, oh gosh. Wait. They say it's acceptable. It's all acceptable. Right. Fine and acceptable.
Yeah, great. She's like, so we failed today, Hannah, in the food sense. And Hannah's like, what can we do to make it better tomorrow, Captain Sandy? She's like, why me? Oh, why me? And so it looks like the firing is upon us.
I mean, there's no way Mila can last more than like two more episodes. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
That sucker's done. That sucker's done for. So that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here on our live stream. If you guys did not catch this live stream, go watch the video on Crappens On Demand, okay? Go get your tickets. All the ticket links and merch links are up at watchwhatcrappens.com, so go check that out. And if you want our bonus episode, it's the Project Runway finale this week, and that's on Patreon as well. We sure love you guys. We will talk to you next time, okay?
Bye, everyone.
Bye.